Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Jess's fudge tasting, Velveeta, and Pat Godwin. Coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Yes, if I could just have a few minutes of your time, I'd like to speak with you today about the joys of water sports. Is this Bob and or Tom?
This is Bob. Yeah,
Tom, perhaps you already own a boat. However, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to upgrade your boat.
Shut up, Randy. Read the script I wrote. Upgrade boats. I want them to buy one.
I almost got him, Donnie. Okay. The badass wave buster, beast on the water.
And tell Chick he looks thinner and he'll buy it.
Get a free tube if you're not a lard queen or like pork.
I ain't even gave my pager number, man.
Donnie, all right, I'm not going to do this anymore, Donnie.
Get back to work, Randy. You screwed it up anyway.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are being handed the fudge, and Jessica has made this fudge.
Boy, it's rich.
Got nuts in it.
And it's an unexpected ingredient. Is that the unexpected ingredient, those nuts?
No.
These nuts are.
Okay. Yes.
No, this looks like a chocolate fudge,
Taste offhand. These nuts?
I don't need
just put these nuts in your mouth.
Okay. Come on.
You don't need a snack.
It's a chocolate-based fudge, obviously.
It is. There's cocoa powder and powdered sugar and vanilla.
You know who likes cocoa?
Butter.
Bobo likes cocoa.
Bobo likes cocoa.
Damn it.
I know it's hard, isn't it?
And John
I'm used to it by now.
Yeah.
Okay. And John Lennon's
you're the worst.
Yeah.
No, I invented it. this is delicious.
Bobo like girl.
It's very good, Jess.
It's delicious, but so there's a secret ingredient. Can we ask, is it a powdered ingredient?
It is not.
Okay.
Is it not.
Cauliflower.
It's not a vegetable.
First time I made fudge.
Yeah?
The recipe called for marshmallow fluff.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that. Mm-hmm. No.
Is it something we would commonly have in our cupboard at home?
I make something regularly that I use this for and bring it in here. It's a very different dish. But actually, Sam sent me this recipe.
One of my other sons.
Yeah. Is it liquid aminos?
No, it's not.
Is it ghee?
No, it's not. It's
your special butter.
No, it's not. No.
He just said ghee.
Not special butter. No, that fudge is at home.
Ghee comes after B.
No, E.
No. E, F.
E comes after F.
G.
E, F, ghee.
Right.
And when they talk, people listen. What the hell is going on?
Is it bananas?
No, this is, it's not a fruit or a vegetable. It's actually a very artificial thing, but it is used widely in the United States.
Is it Coca-Cola?
No, it is.
Hang on a second. Oh, it's an artificial ingredient.
It's an artificial
sweetener.
Fiberglass.
No. What? Yeah.
Fiberglass.
So what?
I've seen those commercials.
Cuban zirconia.
What equal is to sugar? This is to cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Oh.
Velveeta.
Velveeta.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
really?
Delicious.
Really good.
It's very tasty. No, are you going to post this recipe?
I can. It's not my recipe because I would never do something so gross, but I'll definitely post it.
It's very tasty, I'll tell you that.
Why do you use Velveeta, I wonder?
I don't know, but here's the thing. So when I went I went shopping and got everything, it was 2 pounds, 2 pounds of confectioner's sugar.
How many
powdered
pounds?
Sugar, 2 pounds.
A lot.
Okay, and then 2 sticks of butter. 8 ounces of Velveeta. It's like a block of cream cheese, basically. Mm. Think of it that way. There's barely any in there. I'm not sure. I guess you can just for the fact of saying it's Velveeta fudge, you know?
Mm-mm-mm. Don't we have a song about Velveeta?
I think we do. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I think we can dig that thing up.
We can all just remember it.
Have we...
you play the original version. Let me
get together once
we're
a year.
There it is, Velveeta fudge recipe.
Let's just look back on
it. It's actually, it's a recipe from the 50s. It was in a Better Homes and Gardens. Recipe type thing.
It was delicious. Thank you very much.
Back when women knew their place. Putting cheese and fudge.
Make your man happy.
She said she wants to work. Things like that were said. I'm just pointing out the evils of the old time.
Apparently, Velveeta added to the recipe makes it more creamy, I guess. I don't know. That's what they're saying. I can't.
I've never made fudge before, so I don't know.
This is great. You knocked it out of the park.
It is very good.
Is that sports, by the way?
You know, it's time to put your feet up and have a beer.
Well, we have a couple things we have to get to first, I'm sorry. We also have Jess Hooker in with us, and Jess is a fine cook and chef, and she has prepared delicious brownies for us today.
No.
Fudge. They're fudge.
It's close.
Have you ever heard the saying, you could mess up an anvil with a rubber hammer? Heard that?
They look like brownies. But it's fudge.
Yeah, but essentially fudge is just brownies without the flour, so you're not far off.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I just looked at this thing. The point is, this fudge is made with...
Velveeta. Yes.
I thought it was pretty good. I just had a little bit of it.
I have to watch my figure.
No, I had some dental work done right now.
I haven't heard about that enough times.
Pat wants to know if
I haven't mentioned it once.
Pat wants to know if you had a dental dam installed. Like a permanent one.
Have you ever had that? Like a no skin, sloppy top? You ever have one of those?
What?
Just the dental? Can you put that into English for me, Josh?
The dental dam.
Have you ever got a blowy with a...
Oh, jeez. I was going to put it into English. But
never mind. The answer is no.
You know, somebody...
Let's move forward here. So you used Velveeta.
I did.
So I Googled Velveeta, and I found a couple of interesting news stories.
Yeah.
According to Food & Wine magazine, Velveeta cheese is releasing the Velveeta Martini.
Oh.
Remember this?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Please tell me it's the Velveteeni.
It's called the Veltini.
No.
With Velveeta-infused vodka, olive brine, and vermouth.
They always come up with some weird stuff to get their name out.
I've seen what they'll do the rim with Velveeta for Bloody Mary.
Oh, the Velveeta rim job?
The Velveeta rim job, yeah.
You gotta be careful which cheese you lick.
God! I thought we had the Velveeta nail polish.
We do, but I haven't finished talking about this disgusting drink. The Velveeta martini, this is so gross.
Velveeta-flavored vodka?
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. Mm.
You can make
I wouldn't mind that.
It's similar to a black Russian. It's called the constipated Russian. Oh. That cheese really binds you up.
Do you remember that?
But you finally release when you hit that tree from drinking too many of them in your car.
We had glazed donut vodka. Remember that?
Yep.
I never had such
an apple cider. It was
just
so good.
A killer hangover.
Now, here we go.
I bet.
Velveeta, here it is. USA Today. Velveeta nail polish.
Right.
This was a $15 two-pack of nail polish, which...
Two-pack!
It's weird. It was a bottle of red polish called Finger Food Red and Yellow Polish, La Dolce Velveeta Yellow.
Live in La Dolce Velveeta. Oh, shoot. Is that what you're doing? I forgot that that's what... sorry about
Joe
that.
Joe Killer.
Okay, sorry. You can sing when we have the Oreo-flavored nipple cream next break. Pat, you have a song about Velveeta nail polish?
She's into strange concoctions, painted up like a Barbie doll. Makeup and neurotoxins, perfume, she's tried it all. She wants me to smell her nails now, but they look like dripping cheese. I take a whiff of her polish, and it knocks me to my knees, like she has some strange disease. But it looks like a nacho chip, La Dolce Velveeta yellow. And it's like a cheesy dip, that Velveeta sure does mellow.
Hey!
One hand's finger food red. It's nice and kind of mellow.
This has been done before.
The other hand, a late night snack. La Dolce Velveeta yellow. Just sing it with me. Velveeta yellow.
La Dolce Velveeta yellow.
Jack.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Such a hack.
Very good.
That was very funny.
Obviously, it was in my brain from when you were reading.
Of course. Absolutely.
I thought he just came up with
what
it just
a
then.
Dumbass. I apologize.
I love that song.
You do like the original.
Oh, I love it.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Didn't man, that Ricky Martin can get any woman he wants.
Didn't we do that during the live show?
We did a version of it called Living La Vida Polka.
That's right. Oh, we dressed up in lederhosen.
It was the best.
Oh, God. It was the best.
Tom loves to dress up in costumes.
Condo down in Boca. Living La Vida Polka.
Look how happy.
Yeah, I know.
That was funny.
Do you like watching like a song and dance man, like a big show like that?
Like Sammy Davis Jr. used to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, do you have a closet full of your costumes, like the lederhosen and the...
You used to have all those... prison guard.
Well, I wore the Dick Mango orange thing when we did Monster Mash.
And no, then, Dick Mango wore that. What are you doing?
I mean, I borrowed it from Dick Mango for that. That's
right. Good save.
That Clark Kent-esque jeans.
That was my orange suit.
Yeah, wasn't it your orange insoles jacket?
You know, I didn't want to...
Talk about how gigantic it was?
No, I didn't want to muddy the waters, if you will, by mentioning that it had been repurposed. To answer your question, I do have the red sequin suit in my office, and then the rest of it's in a giant wardrobe box in Willie's garage.
Oh, yeah, it's got a bunch of those old Bob and Tom denim jackets.
I
sell them on eBay, and I don't report the money to the IRS. It's
not the only
fun.
One.
Do you know if the thing I used to wear on my head is
your vagina costume?
Excuse me, we can't discuss that.
What?
It's actionable. There's no statute of limitations on that statue.
That's not what was actionable.
I think there is. Me grabbing women and taking their bras off.
That's what was actionable.
They volunteered.
Well,
put me on that jury.
I can change that. We've got some sports bulletin, Tom.
This better be good.
A cheating scandal in a major sport. Wow. That's right. It's dubbed Baggate.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. We got to figure out what sport this is.
I know.
Wait a minute. I'm going to think this through. Baggate.
I love... Pat, don't you love ham and roast beef on a nice baggate?
Here we go. There we go.
Kiss your wife.
Wait a minute. Mark, don't let those hit the ground. It's bad luck.
It's not the American.
The chick dropped them immediately.
You know how hard it is to dry clean that stuff?
The floor is clean.
Sequined.
Was that wrong?
So I'm sorry, Baggate.
I need a
it's a major
idea.
Sport.
It's baseball.
What major sport has Cornhole. A bag?
It's got to be. Baseball. It was a great guess.
Yeah.
No. Baggate has sent shockwaves across the professional cornhole world.
Dumb. Is this as cool as the chess thing where the guy's got the anal beads that are electric?
Not that cool.
They're electric.
How do you cheat? How do you cheat at cornhole?
I will tell you if you shut up.
You play sober. Sneak up from behind.
A controversy sparked in August at the 22 American Cornhole League World Championships in South Carolina that was broadcast on ESPN, and I watched a little bit of it.
We still won't talk about hockey.
Devin Harbaugh filed a formal complaint against cornhole players Mark Richards and Philip Lopez, claiming the number one ranked doubles team used illegal bean bags.
Turns out they were stuffed with weights and walleye fillets.
So close. Lake Erie fish joke.
Yes. We have to do this again tomorrow.
I caught a walleye.
I thought the bags were way too thin, Harbaugh asserted. A $15,000 purse was on the line in the game where competitors tossed bags filled with resin beads into a hole on slanted boards, which are approximately 27 feet apart.
Mm-hmm. What were these things filled with?
Resin beads.
Don't they weigh them or something before the match?
Complaint was lodged, officials performed a bag inspection.
Yes.
A bagectomy?
Let me see what you're looking at.
Do you have a bag inspection lately?
However, me?
Cough.
Yeah. It's been a while. Lopez and Richards also wanted their opponents' bags to be inspected as well. Turns out none of the players competing were using regulation size bags.
Oh.
Officials ultimately...
Well, the regulation size bag, one half of it's a little larger than the other.
Sure.
It's just normal.
You have that? Like
don't worry about that.
One droops a little more than the other side. It's like a woman's boobs. Yeah. It's weird.
My right one hits the water first.
Oh boy. I bet that water is cold.
Sorry about that.
I'd like to get a look at that.
Wait a minute. The wrong organ. Yeah, that's... You don't see that. You don't see porn stars. Have you seen Johnny Balls? He's like the Johnny Wad of balls.
That's why we call him Johnny Ball.
Here's your hockey. St. Louis
Blues. Don't care. St. Louis
Blues. Haven't been that good this year, though. St.
Louis Blues. Hey, Ohio.
Okay, thank you very much.
News coming up.
Yeah, we had an interesting news story earlier in the week. I'll talk to Jess because she wasn't here for this. Mm-hmm. It's the headline was Passion Killers. And it's not, this could go two ways. It's not about crimes of passion.
Right.
It's about moments in the bedroom in which something may have occurred that has taken the...
Like saying the wrong name?
That'll
do it.
Big on the list.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The top five passion killers for women, according to this survey, talks about ex-lovers.
Sure.
This next one's a little bit graphic. It involves in getting into a little too early. Having moving pets in the bedroom.
Penetration too quickly is what he's trying to say.
Play. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you try to be delicate and flower it up, and it
makes it worse.
Achieves the exact opposite.
It is worse.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is an interesting one. Once again, a passion killer for the ladies, making the intimate activity, like a porno movie.
What would make it like a porno movie?
Talking dirty.
No, she doesn't like it when a guy does that, making it more like a porn and talking dirty to
because
her.
He's watched so much porn. That,
yes.
Yeah, he thinks that's what's going to happen.
Right, that's a passion.
The number one passion killer, checking his phone during intimate activities.
I think there should be a time frame afterwards that you don't grab your phone.
This is during.
Yeah, this is during.
Wow. Hey, wait a minute. It's my mom. I got to take this call.
Oh, God.
I don't see you being... a dirty talker, Tom. Not a word.
A gentleman would never discuss such things.
I see you, pants around your ankles.
Easy.
Let me put a baby in you.
His kid is right here.
I know. He knows it.
I'm learning.
But now, for the mood killers for guys, number five is she's more interested in her phone than she is in me.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is one that Pat found very disturbing that it doesn't really matter to me, but if she's wearing a big so-called granny panties, does that
mean no likey?
Usually the panties are off, aren't they?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to end up on the floor anyway. Right. Wouldn't you care what she had
now,
on
now, would you say this torn off is better?
No, gently with your teeth.
Gross. Stop, Pat.
No, I get that. That's
Pat, tell us more about that.
That's cool. You please don't.
A gentleman always tells.
Always.
But got this letter. This is from Jane. She writes, the biggest passion killer for me, every time we start, meaning once again, the vigorous Rogery.
Yeah. We got it, Tom.
My husband says, damn, my back locked up. Every time, then it's a no-go.
Every time.
That's sad.
Maybe try another position.
Maybe he had already had sex that day.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jane. I'm glad I didn't read your last name.
Maybe his back got thrown out from running out of the kitchen where he was having an affair with a neighbor lady.
Maybe he broke his back rocking Jane. Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane.
Lou Reed, everybody.
A little bit of Lou Reed. A little Velvet Underground.
60 years ago.
So weird.
Great live album. I was there.
I was there.
Live at the Academy of Music.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Steve Hunter, Dick Wagner.
Right, sure.
The point is,
Dick Wagner. You're a giant Dick Wagner.
Witty. Pat has created a totally original song about the topic of passion killers.
Okay.
Oh, is this Psycho Killer? Yeah.
That's cassette.
She likes a strap-on when we're having sex. Screams out the name of her ex. She's on her phone while I'm inside her. Her booty smells like a White Castle slider.
Come on.
Passion killer. Lousy lay. What the fuff? What the fuff? Better. Run, 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 run. Or she'll turn me gay. I didn't say the K.
He didn't, but
I think you got the note. I think the judges are going to.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.